And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And glad to have you along here on this Thursday as the temperatures have rebounded and the snow is melting and things are getting back to, I guess, what you would consider normal for this part of the world. I wish we could say things were getting back to normal in the rest of the world or what normal is anymore. It's really hard to describe. And we really don't have the time to get into it today, but there's a couple little pieces of action that are worth talking about. But a little bit later on, we are going to be heading out live to Charlotte Hall Museum. They are having a groundbreaking, in fact, right at this hour. Our very own DJ Phone is out there to MC the event. And I would imagine he will pull aside a couple of dignitaries and give us a chance to chat about the new educational center that's going up at the Charlotte Hall Museum, a huge project, over $2 million, much if not all of it raised by donations. So very successful, and we'll get information on that kind of in our second half. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you what it's like to have the same last name as the lying sack of crap that has been on TV for the last couple of days. It's not a lot of fun. We'll be back to talk right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, on the web, hands-free, KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
I tell you, you know, the way in which, you know, our country gets portrayed in the media is just when you think we are as bad as it could be. It's like what Holder said the other day. He said, when they go low, we kick them. Well, when we kick them, then we put them out like a cigarette butt. And so that's what's going on at the Congress right now. I feel like when I watch the hearings, I have to take a shower. It is just so unbelievably dirty. You know, my true thoughts are that this whole thing is conjured up for one reason, and that is to give the democratically controlled House an opportunity to impeach the president. And that's really what this is all for. Now, they're trying to figure out, what are we going to impeach him for? So they're asking every question you could possibly think of. You know, is there a love child? Did he pay for a medical procedure?
High crimes and misdemeanors right there.
Yeah. Did he ever keep the change when he wasn't entitled to it?
Yeah, didn't tip somebody.
The scope of the questioning that is going on at the congressional level is so infantile and aggravating to watch. This whole thing was because of some, I'm going to use the word, trumped up idea that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Well, they've found 50 different ways to disprove that. And all the people that have been charged with something and all the people that are getting jail time, not a single one of them is going to jail because they colluded with the Russians. So since we don't have Russian collusion to go after, let's just use our time wisely and go after everything else. And so the kind of interrogation that has gone on with Richard, and I gulp when I hear this name, Cohen, has been nothing short of embarrassing for the country. You know, really? So you want to ask this guy, you know, did he ever empty out his ashtray in the parking lot? did he ever, Michael Cohen, idiot Cohen, did he ever drive on underinflated tires? I mean, you know, everything that you could possibly think of that could make somebody, one person in the country go, huh, you see?
Turn a dirty joke.
He didn't even inflate his tires. Well, you know, what's going to happen is the Democratic House is going to impeach President Trump for something. It'll be a list. It'll be a list of 10 nothings that will add up to a half of a something. You don't have to have any grounds in order to sue anybody, and you don't have to have any grounds in order to impeach a president. Now, as far as getting him removed from office, that's an entirely different matter.
You can ask Bill Clinton about that.
That's an entirely different matter. So, yes, they will impeach. They will send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate, where they will die. And not because Trump is necessarily universally loved by every member of the Senate either. But the thing is, they set such a high bar. I believe you have to have 2/3 mm-hmm. of the Senate voting to remove the president. And they simply don't have the votes. They do not. They will not it's not going to happen. Forget about it. There's going to be lots of chest beating and everything else on behalf of the Democrats. Just like all these other bills that they're going after, you know, the gun control bill and the, you know, even if the child is born alive, you can still abort it.
That's sick.
You know, they're going to put all these they're going to put all these bills through at the House and approve them, send them to the Senate. And you know why? Because in the upcoming election year, they think that by having the Senate vote on the record or Mitch McConnell's refusal to bring the issue up for a vote on the record, that that will somehow negatively impact the chances of Republicans in the Senate to maintain their control of that chamber of government. And they are overplaying their hand, totally overplaying their hand. It's one thing to be an opposition and bring forward different ideas, opinions, philosophies, policies, but you have to look something less than crazy when you're doing it. And the problem is that these people are just look flat out nuts. When they put this stuff out there, they put it out there with a straight face and sign off on it and think that it's going somewhere. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And is there a reason, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, is there a reason why we had to have this absolutely essential Michael Cohen hearing right now? Why did this have to happen right now? Why couldn't we wait a week so that the president could come back from his summit meeting in Vietnam with Kim Jong-un? Now, granted, they didn't have an agreement, but you know you know what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, Kim Jong-un is going to do just like what the Democrats do. He's going to wait and see if Donald Trump gets reelected.
Well, that's exactly right. And what's interesting is so are the Chinese.
Yeah, everybody is.
Because Kim Jong-un looks to the left every time he decides to make a statement. He wants to make sure his big brother over there in China says, yeah, that'd be okay.
So the point being is that if Donald Trump does, in fact, get reelected, he may, in fact, be the only president in history that gets reelected after having articles of impeachment filed against him. Now, Andrew Johnson had articles of impeachment filed against him, but I don't know where he was in his election, as far as, you know, what term he was in. I know that he succeeded Lincoln after Lincoln was assassinated, and he may have gotten reelected, but I don't know when or where his articles of impeachment came in. But nonetheless, there is absolutely nothing that we have learned from Michael Cohen that we didn't already know about Donald Trump. And if you didn't like Donald Trump before, if you thought that he was...
Nothing changed your mind.
If you thought he was sleazy or vulgar or, you know, doesn't tell the truth or whatever it is, nothing in this testimony surprises you.
If he had come up with an agreement with Kim Jong-un, they said, well, the Russians probably made it happen. You know, it's a lose-lose situation. And I have to say, it takes a lot of nerve for him to say, you know what, this isn't working out. Let's get together another time and walk away.
Yeah.
Because knowing that it would sure be nice to have some positive news to deal with back in the United States. And he said, no, this ain't working. Bye.
And, you know, Donald Trump knows, just like Kim Jong-un, that... You know, they're not going to make a deal until he gets reelected. Mm-hmm. And once he's reelected, if that in fact does happen, I would presume that you are going to see some movement on behalf of North Korea, probably within the first year of that second term.
Absolutely.
Because it really does make a lot of sense the way Trump is putting it to Emperor Kim, that he has the ability to help North Korea become an economic powerhouse, not unlike that of North Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know, and Kim understands this. You see when Trump talks, you know, Kim Jong-un does speak English. Not, you know, not all, not the king's English, but I mean, he does understand English, and he has reacted to things that Donald Trump was saying while they were sitting together, you know, and, you know, his response, you know, tended to be, well, we'll see. Everything is like, you know, we'll wait and see. Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to wait and see until to see if Donald Trump, in fact, is still on the world stage after November 2020. And then we'll see if there's movement on behalf of the U.S. and North Korea. In the meantime, perfect example of the overreach of the Democrats in the committee that was interviewing Michael Cohen. This crazy Muslim congresswoman from Michigan, Tlaib, criticized the Republicans for bringing a woman of color who she referred to as a pawn to the hearings as a supporting person. You know, as if this was strictly done for optics. Well, this woman, who's African-American.
And Republican.
Has worked for Donald Trump for 12 years. You know, she has risen through this company, and she is a major executive in an international real estate firm. There's no pawn here. And so Congressman Mark Meadows, who was the target of Tlaib's barb, in fact, appealed to the chair, Elijah Cummings, also an African-American, yeah. And the two of them had a rare moment of kinship and friendship where Cummings agreed and sided with Meadows, saying that Tlaib's comments were inappropriate. Well, you know, Tlaib then said, I was only speaking generically. I wasn't, speaking generically about the person that Mark Meadows brought to the hearing. Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, there is so much lying going on in Washington now. It used to be that they lied all the time. Now, and they try to portray it as a truth. Now they don't even do that. They'll just lie and
let it chip fall where they may.
Yeah, you got to accept it. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back and tell you that things are much more hospitable, and things are getting done in a lot more cooperative way down at the Arizona Capitol, where I was yesterday. And we'll talk about that when we return live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web, hands-free, at KQ&A.com.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, we looked it up about Andrew Johnson, who was impeached for violation of the Tenure of Office Act. This was the reason why the man who succeeded Abraham Lincoln after he was assassinated was impeached. What happened was Johnson planned to grant a general amnesty to those who pledged an oath of loyalty to the United States and agreed to obey all federal laws pertaining to slavery, although high-ranking Confederate officials and military leaders were to be excluded from the general amnesty. The plan would form a new government and start sending representatives to Congress, and Andrew Johnson was intent on carrying out the plan when he assumed the presidency. However, the policy didn't sit well with the so-called radical Republicans in Congress. Boy, how far we've come now, huh? Johnson breached what's called the Tenure of Office Act by removing Edwin Stanton, the Secretary of War, from the cabinet. And the Tenure of Office Act, which was passed over Johnson's veto in 1867, stated that a president could not dismiss appointed officials without the consent of Congress. And that's where the impeachment took place. Now, they fell short of getting the two-thirds vote to get him impeached, and the Tenure of Office Act was finally done away with in 1923. So that's why members of the cabinet do in fact serve at the pleasure of the president is because of the absence of the Tenure of Office Act.
I was there, I remember.
There I am. So speaking of I was there yesterday. It was chamber day at the legislature and a chance for folks like me to head down to the Capitol and hear some well-timed speeches by your Senate President, Karen Fan, from right here in our midst, and also the Chief of Staff for Governor Ducey was there. We did not hear from the Speaker of the House, which we do typically, but my understanding is that Rusty Bowers is up to his eyeballs in alligators, because while in the Senate, the margin between Republicans and Democrats, 17-13 in favor of Republicans, makes it easier to get stuff done or to create more coalitions. In the House, it is 31 Republicans to 29 Democrats, which is a far more tenuous margin because literally, as Senate President Fan described to us, it literally means that every member of the Arizona House feels they have the deciding vote.
Well, they do.
In anything. And so what that does, obviously, it inspires a lot of horse trading. You know, I'll vote for you, but you got to vote for it. Don't forget, you said you were going to support my bill. And it's been a very raucous session for the House. And the Senate basically just kind of lays back and, you know, they do some bills, but they've got a caucus with the House. And the only way you do that is the House has to decide what they're going to vote on and
send present
it to the
Senate. Say what you think. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was interesting. The most interesting thing comment that I thought came from the representative of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has historically been on the side of business, and Republicans tend to lean conservative and so forth. And the spokesperson for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said that they are not in favor of a wall on the border. That's something I found to be quite interesting because you would think that, you know, law and order and people and creating a more, organized way to conduct immigration would be something that, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its members would support. And he didn't say that he's against, you know, no border fence or no barrier, but they did say where it's appropriate, they could use technology. And, you know, it almost sounded semi-Democrat in the way he delivered it. And, you know, we all kind of looked at each other like, wow, that's really
somebody's hedging their bets.
I'm really kind of surprised about that. But anyway, that was probably the biggest revelation. Afterwards, we enjoyed a sumptuous repast at the La Canasta Mexican restaurant on Van Buren, where we had a chance to spend some time with our elected officials, Noel Campbell, David Stringer, and Karen Fan, not all at the same time, I might add. And lo and behold, who shows up but the former Speaker of the House, member of the Arizona Corporation Commission, Andy Tobin, stops by. And so we had a nice chat with Commissioner Tobin, and also some really nice, productive, I think, conversations regarding a number of topics, education and highway construction being chief among them, with Karen Fan and with Noel Campbell. So really, really interesting to have that conversation with our elected officials. Speaking of interesting, I think we're going to take a moment here now and head on over to Charlotte Hall Museum, where our very own DJ Phone is standing by.
Indeed, he is.
Now, you were the master of ceremonies today at the groundbreaking for this new education center. Talk about what the building is going to be like, and will you be gracing us with any of the principals from Charlotte Hall Museum during our interview right now?
We should be. In fact, we have Ken Lea coming over right now. Nice. Ken is the media and marketing manager for Charlotte Hall. And this is going to be a two-story above ground and one-story below ground education center. And the irony with the education center is that two of the people here for the groundbreaking were Mayor Greg Mengarelli from Prescott, who, of course, was on the school board for many years, and Billy Orr, Mayor Pro Tem and City Councilwoman, who was a professional educator as a teacher, principal, many other administrative posts. And we have right now, we have Fred Vail, the executive director of Charlotte Hall Museum. Fred, happy 90th anniversary for the museum and nice turnout. And what's the Education Center going to be all about?
Well, the Education Center is, of course, designed to facilitate our educational programming. We are, as anybody knows, a cultural and educational institution. We do training. We do monthly presentations. We do festivals and other events and so forth that are all part of our mission. And currently, we don't have adequate space for that. This will double the space that we currently have. And further, it will then open that opportunity for us to take the space that we are currently using for educational program and convert it into exhibit space.
Now, describe the building itself, which should open, I believe, in about 10 months, correct?
Well, 10 months after we start. We don't expect to get started until early April because we've got a couple of situations we have to take care of first. But it'll be 10,000-plus square feet. It'll have a full basement. The first floor will have a large-capacity auditorium plus a warming kitchen that will be able to be used by caterers for other kinds of events. The seating will not be permanent. It can be moved in and out. Stage will not be permanent. It could also be moved in or out, as the case may be. The second floor will have classrooms and conference rooms and office space for our educational department and other staff. and the basement, which will open into the existing building at the same level in the basement, will provide us about 3,500 square feet of storage space.
And with the new building going up, that's going to make for more flexibility in your existing buildings, right?
Oh, yes. As I noted, we'll be able to use that space for exhibits. We'll also be taking out a few of the offices that are currently there because we'll be moving those into the education center and set up an orientation center in that area as well, where people can come directly into the Lawler Center, go right into a room where we'll have our orientation film and other kinds of information.
That is Fred Vail, the executive director of Charlotte Hall Museum. It's a big day here with the groundbreaking for the brand new education center, which should start up in just a couple of months. We are at the corner of, is that McCormick and Beach, right?
McCormick and Beach, yes.
And that's where it will be right now. It is a parking lot. It will be an education center sometime late this year. Sanford, what's going on there?
Well, I would certainly want to pass along my congratulations to Fred and to everybody there at Charlotte Hall Museum. You know, Terry and I felt strongly enough about the need for expanded opportunities for Charlotte Hall Museum and for students that we made a little cash donation toward the building of the center. And again, I think this is a great opportunity, not only to offer more education, but to take some of this stuff out of storage that has been hidden from the public, and people will get a chance to see more stuff.
And not only that, but if I remember correctly, Vec, I have it right here. With the new education center going up, you know how ballparks have commemorative bricks where you can have your name etched into it for a donation? You can do that for Charlotte Hall Museum. And if you go onto their webpage, you will see a form in which you can list what you want inscribed in that brick. And I believe it's only a couple hundred dollars to do that.
Wow. So you can actually be inscribed in the same park where the Governor's Mansion is, and all other kinds of great historic artifacts from all over the state of Arizona.
And have your name there for all of posterity.
Very nice. Well, DJ, thanks again for being the master of ceremonies down there at the Charlotte Hall Museum groundbreaking. And again, congratulations to Fred, Ken, and everybody down there at Charlotte Hall. This has been a tough couple of years getting this thing off the ground. But hey, this is the great journey starts with a single step, and here we go.
90 years and still growing strong.
Nice. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, our DJ phone live at Charlotte Hall Museum, the groundbreaking underway for the new education center, $2.2 million project, I might add. We're going to take a break. We've got news coming your way, and then we're going to go back down to the Capitol and talk about what the big issues are facing our state legislature this year. There's a couple items that I think you'll find of great interest. I know I did. And so I'm here to report back to you. So stick around. There's more coming up here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood. Hands-free, worldwide, KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona House tentatively approves a bill lowering hourly wages for young part-time workers who are full-time students.
Representative Travis Grantham's bill targets employees under 22 years old working 20 hours or less a week and going to school full-time. They would earn the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, less than Arizona's current $11.
It affords the opportunity for people who currently don't have jobs to get jobs.
House member Richard Andrade among Democrats who are argue this bill will create a new worker subclass.
Discriminating against those who are 22 and under, saying that you're not worthy to make a good wage.
Others warn the legislation violates the voter-approved Prop 206, raising the minimum wage. Barbara Villa, Arizona News, Radio Phoenix.
It's the Arizona Coyotes hosting the Vancouver Canucks tonight from Gila River Arena, live on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9, with the puck dropping at 7 p.m. Mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow, chilling after bedtime to near 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Very windy, scattered showers Saturday afternoon and evening. Highs tomorrow through Sunday around 58. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to near 38. Mostly sunny Friday. Very windy Saturday afternoon and nighttime showers, and highs Friday through Monday in the mid to upper 60s. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable with Sanford and Chuck, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. The news from the state capitol is pretty good, actually. I was down there for Chamber Day at the legislature, meeting with a number of legislators, not the least of which are Senate President Karen Fan and Representatives Noel Campbell and David Stringer. And it gave us an opportunity to find out literally, what is the state of the government down there? And first and foremost, which is, it's a good problem to have, the state is looking at about $1 billion surplus. And that is just phenomenal. And it's, a lot of it, of course, is related to growth. But the fact is that Arizona has done a good job of managing its money ever since they kicked Janet Napolitano to the curb. The last time, when Napolitano was in office, the last year that she was here, and I had to remind them of this, the last year she was here, she spent $9.2 billion while the government was taking in 7.4. So she put us in this, in that bad financial position where we literally had to sell our government buildings and then lease them back.
That it wasn't that long ago, and I mean in very recent memory, where we sold and leased back the Capitol.
Yeah. And then we did get a bond, which we Karen is talking about taking some of that money and paying off the bond. If they pay the bond off now, it's going to save them $50 million in interest. And the state will be debt-free again, which, you know,
if that was in my house, I know what I would do.
All right, so sitting at the table with our elected officials, the three representatives from here in the Prescott area, Sherry Heine, the CEO of the Prescott Chamber, Joe Howard, the superintendent of the Prescott Schools, and yours truly. Three of us. And so when they said one of the first things we're thinking of doing is paying off this bond and saving the taxpayers $50 million, the three of us all go, yay.
I guess.
So, yes, please. Good. there are a lot of other things that we talked about. Of course, with Joe Howard there, of course, you're going to talk about education and funding and so forth. One of the things that was a demand, I guess you want to call it that, from the Red for Ed people, totally unrealistic. I mean, the teachers got 20% increase in their pay over the next 5 years or 3 years or whatever it is, which is a great opportunity to do that. And the way they came up with the money through the initiative, and then also with changes in monies from the state land. That was all great. But the drumbeat for the education group was, we want to at least be able to return to 2008 funding levels. Right now, we're below how much we funded education in the year 2008, which is where we had this conversation about, yes, but 2008 was Janet Napolitano's deficit year. We should not have been running the government at a $1.8 billion deficit. We should have reined in our spending, lived within our means, and then we would not have felt the pain from the recession as terribly as we did. So to say that we're going to return to a 2008 funding level, when that funding level, I don't care what it is, whether it's agriculture or highways or education or, you name it, I would not advocate going back to 2008 funding levels for anything, because Janet Napolitano overspent our money. If Janet Napolitano was our governor right now, she'd be looking at that $1 billion and going, okay, let's see how fast we can get rid of that sucker. And let's just go buy a bunch of stuff.
So, you ever think about that rainy day fund every once in a while, you know?
Well, and that is another priority that they talked about, was putting some money away in the rainy day fund, because the idea here in Arizona is that, a lot of our economics is dependent on growth. And what happens is when growth stops, the brakes are put on much harder and are felt much deeper in Arizona than they are in some other states. And having that rainy day fund would help kind of smooth out the bumps a little bit, so it wouldn't be quite as traumatic when, and I didn't say if, when the economy decides to take a breather, which it will eventually, it always does. We were really impressed with the grasp of reality that our Senate president expressed in talking about how this money was to be allocated. One of the things that Representative Campbell talked about was using money for highway construction. He is a proponent of an increase in the gas tax, with that money going to more highway construction. So I said, so Noel, how's the gas tax going? And a little, it's a bit of a upward climb, because again, the margin in the House, 31 Republicans, 29 Democrats. Practically every Democrat would probably vote for the increase in the gas tax. Getting the two Republicans, or I should say one Republican other than Noel Campbell, to vote for this, that's where, and whether or not they have the support of the Republican majority in the Senate is another question. That was also something else that came up in the discussion yesterday with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. U.S. Chamber of Commerce said that they are in favor of a proposal to raise the gas tax 25 cents a gallon over the next 5 years, 5 cents a year for the next 5 years, with the majority of that money being used for infrastructure, highway improvement, and so forth. One thing that is coming very soon, already been approved, it's just a matter of when it starts, but it should be pretty soon, is the expansion of I-17 north from Anthem. They are actually going to add lanes in both directions with money already allocated. It's already on the board. It's just a matter of when it's going to start. It's a done deal. But they're going to expand the highway from Anthem to Sunset Point. So that includes the twisty, windy stuff.
Every time there's a wreck there, everybody, you stopped.
Going up and down the twisty, windy hill. And I'm thinking that, are they going to add lanes?
That's going to be hard to do in some of that stuff.
Or are they going to do the Bill Feldmeyer program? The Feldmeyer program was to relocate I-17 right through the town of Bumblebee, down in the flatland, and just bypass the hills altogether.
What a great idea.
But that didn't work. But yes, so they are, in fact, they are going to
That's an expensive proposition.
It's very expensive. Yeah. It's going to take a while, but the money's allocated. They're going to do it. It's going forward. Very nice. The big question that came up from the chambers down in Tucson is, okay, when are we going to get another lane for I-10? Because going from Tucson to Phoenix on I-10, for the most part, you are taking your life in your hands. It's basically It's a two-lane road, but it gets a lot more traffic, a lot more cross-country traffic.
Well, yeah, when Interstate 8 hits Interstate 10, they head towards Tucson, and the speed limit's 65 and 75. Yeah.
Now, of course, the building of the new 202, which will route a lot of that cross-country truck traffic around the city of Phoenix, so they will be able to divert south on the new 202 and rejoin down in Chandler. That will help a lot of the
in city
a lot of the clogging that goes on I-10 every morning as they head into Phoenix to go to work. So that's coming, but yeah, it's really cool to hear how much the elected officials at the state level, anyway, are interested in forging coalitions and getting things
being
done.
Proactive,
getting things done.
Yep,
it was refreshing to have that conversation down at the Capitol yesterday. We're going to take a quick break and back with a few final thoughts when we return on Talk of the Town KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, Chino Valley, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, you know, those of you that follow this program know that I've been to Israel a number of times, six times in the last 4 years, and really have and spent a lot of time each time I go there. Benjamin Netanyahu's in trouble right now. The attorney general, who is from the opposing party in Israel, is looking to indict the prime minister for taking cigars, champagne, and allegedly extending free speech favors to a local newspaper. Now, we only wish that these were the problems we had in America. We only wish this was our problem. This is the worst thing that you got going on in Israel right now. You're going to tag this guy for that. Let me tell you about Benjamin Netanyahu. I got about a minute to go to do this. Not only has Netanyahu been the best prime minister for the state of Israel that you could imagine, but you know, he was finance minister in 1993 when he brought to the state of Israel the creation of the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. He single-handedly created the venture capital system in Israel. Israel was a socialist country right before then. A lot of small hamlets that all lived off of each other, and largely an agrarian economy. And Benjamin Netanyahu is the catalyst for turning Israel into the economic and creative powerhouse that it is. We've got an Israeli electric aviation company that's going to have its national headquarters here in Prescott, Arizona. This is Benjamin Netanyahu, and it should be his finest hour. And I'll tell you right now, if they take this opportunity, the left, if they take this opportunity to remove their badass and put in a candy ass instead, we're going to be in bad shape there in Israel. So go Netanyahu. Don't let these guys get you down. You're awesome, and what you're doing for Israel is fantastic, and everybody should get on social media and say, Attorney General, go swab a toilet or something. Some of you are more, you know, qualified for. Anyway, we've got news coming your way, and then Mark Levin is going to take it from here. He's about as happy as I am about this. But we'll be back with Let's Talk Sports tomorrow right here live on KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio Senator Martha McSally told